Our second short story is fueled by nostalgia. By Bus to School in the 1950s. A story from Kris Jenner. My family's only means of travel in the 1950s was by bus, and that bus was a London Transport RT. I suppose that was what made me interested in buses, and resulted, among other things, in my compiling scrapbooks containing anything I found about them. This was, of course, after I learnt to read. I started school in September 1952, 1 month short of my 5th birthday. We lived in Plumstead at that time, and I was sent to a small private school in Belvedere, 4 miles distant. Initially, my mum took me on the bus, the 99, but as the school did not provide dinners, she not only had to take me, but meet me at lunchtime and feed me sandwiches in the nearby park. Understandably, mum soon tired of this performance, particularly as winter was approaching, and it was agreed that she would take me to the bus stop and put me on the bus. Armed with my fare, threepence if I remember right, and a note to the conductor which read, "Please put Christopher off at the Eardley Arms," I began my regular commute on the 99. My return fare was wrapped in my handkerchief, which made nose blowing difficult. Bearing in mind the necessity of returning home for lunch, this procedure would be repeated in the afternoon. But as it was necessary for me to fend for myself at the distant end of this journey, the taking to the bus stop and collecting from same was soon after dispensed with. I was quite happy to travel alone. I was not the only 5-year-old to do so, though I think mine was the longest journey. In those days, it was expected that a child would give up their seat to an adult, and though RTs thankfully had plenty of places to hold on to, I could only reach the tops of the seats. Many times, or so it seemed, I and my travelling companions would end up on the floor when the driver braked sharply. Another problem was that I couldn't reach the bell cord, but I soon learned of the secret conductor's bell push underneath the stairs. My reading was not particularly advanced when I started school, but I soon learned to read the digits 99 on the front of the bus, and Frith, because the blind always seemed to be slightly misset so that the E of Erith always appeared as an F, on my way to school, and Woolwich on my way home. Avoid at all costs Plumstead Garage, which was not actually on the route and would have left me in uncharted territory. I remember nothing but kindness from the drivers and conductors on the 99. Once I lost my return fare. The conductor still issued me with a ticket and told me to pay him the next time I saw him. I carried this additional threepence around with me for weeks before, with great relief, I saw him again. I suffered from asthma, as did many children, or so it seemed, in those smoggy days, and I once had such a bad attack that I collapsed as I got on the bus and was quite unable to get up. The conductor lifted me up, put me on the rear bench seat, and made sure I got off at my stop in Plumstead. Fortunately, that was in the early days when Mum still met me at the bus stop. School was situated between stops, and I and my companions always got off before the school at the Eardley Arms. Just occasionally, the conductor would tell us not to alight. Ring the bell anyway, whilst nodding to the driver who was looking over his shoulder, and the bus would stop outside the school. Being seen by our school friends getting off the 99 outside the school was a matter of great esteem, and never seemed to be matched by those travelling in the opposite direction. And so, for 5 years, I travelled on an RT, on the 99, two return journeys a day, totalling 16 miles, 80 miles a week. Because of this, I soon became known to the regular crews on the 99 and was often greeted with a cheery, "Hello, Christopher," as I boarded the bus.